America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's wonderful being here on this July 8th.
Is it? Yes.
2000.
You're going to say rainy day.
No, it is rainy. It's a rainy day schedule.
It is.
We used to have rainy day schedule in school. Remember that? You guys didn't have rainy day?
I don't know. What does that mean?
It means that your recesses were cut out and you had to, like, you know,
stay inside.
Rainy day schedule is not a good thing. And so, but it's a good thing that we're here talking to you. And again, this is the Faith and Freedom Network. My name is Steve Taylor, and that I am the director of, I'm the president of the Alliance Legal Group, the director of Christian Rights Ministries, and pastor of Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. Today that we're being sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and we're a faith-based company with a Christian vision to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, employees, and to support His perfect will. And we're so glad to be able to sponsor this program, because there is a lot of things going on in this country right now that that we just need God's intervention to help us. And so we sponsor this program so that people like you can call in. Our phone number here is 757-488-5299. That's 488-5299. And, you know, we're going to be talking about things that are going on in this country that terms and phrases that you probably don't even know of, because I didn't know of them 6 months ago, maybe a year ago.
Our vocabulary is expanding.
Our vocabulary.
Definitions, for sure.
It really is. And
learning new words.
It's it's just this something peculiar is spreading across America and American schools and the public square, and it's really about Marxism. It's really about globalism. We've heard the word Great Reset for the first time beginning of this year and last year, and there is a Great Reset, but God's in control. And so we welcome your phone call today. Again, phone number is 488-5299. And again, this program is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and you can contact us there directly and get a free consultation concerning any legal matter, but especially during this year post-pandemic or plandemic concerning finances. We do a lot of bankruptcies, Chapter 7, Chapter 13. We have, you know, really good prices on those as far as being able to help you. But even more importantly, that we're Christian attorneys that enjoy helping folks get out of situations that, Lord, that sometimes that they have no control over. So please call us, and we can have a little chat box conversation with you, and then set up an appointment with an attorney to discuss how we might be able to help you. So with all that being said, Colleen, how have you been?
Keeping busy, of course.
Keeping busy.
Trying to answer the phone too.
Did we have a phone call from O'Connor?
No, I think maybe with some of the storms in the area it was a little staticky. So hopefully they can call back especially if you're on a cell phone or something like that. Depending on where you're at, the transmission might not be there. But of course, you can call 488-5299. So apologize for that. I was slightly distracted trying to get the
phone. Oh no, that's fine. Maybe a subject or topic sort of. Way to kind of frame today's discussion is going to be vocabulary. It's going to be about new vocabulary that's coming on that you may not have heard before. Last week we talked a little bit about woke, schooling and, you know, some of the terms that they're trying to teach our kids.
I take it for granted because with the radio station, I hear a lot of programming and different things like that where they're bringing these terms to be that maybe, like you said, the general public, if they're not watching the news, if they're not listening and taking in social media, they might not hear all of those terms. You know, sometimes we're kept away from all of that, but no, certainly there are terms I had never heard or never been introduced to before.
Okay, so this is going to be a test for you at home and on the radio, wherever you're at, about some words that you may or may not know. And so just let's just go through a few of them. All right, so let's start off with the word gaslighting. Have you ever heard the word gaslighting? Yes or no?
I've heard it. Now I'm not sure what I know, you know, gaslighting.
So if I use the phrase, the gaslighting of America, what would you think that would mean? Yeah, any idea?
I don't know particularly.
And you grade yourself as yes or no. You'll have to keep track, but this will be the first word. And so you'll just have to grade you whether you knew this or not. But the word gaslighting is a very important word that you need to understand what it means and where it comes from. So it's been kind of creeping. You've heard the word lately, haven't you? That we're being they're gaslighting
the
us.
Yes.
And there's good reasons that it's being coming up because it's what's going on. And so the term comes from a 1938 play by British playwright Patrick Hamilton, Gaslight. It's the play was called Gaslight. And there was various film adaptations and things of that nature, but it was basically about a man who covers up a secret by literally making his wife believe she is insane. He uses all sorts of tricks from weird lighting to pretending not to notice anything wrong. And so that basically she thinks she's going crazy because, you know, he'll like turn a light on. She said, I thought I'd turn the light off. And so she thinks she's going crazy because she just, you know, because he's tricking her.
Unexplained circumstances.
He's just tricking her. He's just making, it's kind of like, and so.
And he doesn't see it. Like, he's pretending he doesn't see it or something like that.
And so, as we would apply it to us today and America generally, is we would say that America's media have engaged in selective gaslighting. So, you know, that the most of the folks listening today may or may not be, and I was only 4 years old, but in Vietnam, you know, we had this constant barrage of media saying, there's no way we can win the Vietnam War. There's no way. And so that there was this, because there was a liberal elite that wanted us to cease and desist and really defeat us in Vietnam. So there was this continued barrage of negativity concerning the Vietnam War, so that we thought, well, we can't win this thing. We got to get out of there, you know, we thought we could win. We had the biggest, you know, we have this huge megalithic armed forces and we can't win. And we just can't win. We got to get out of there. So that's gaslighting, and it had to do with, the Vietnam were completely devastated. We're going to win the war, but we thought we couldn't win because the media was telling us that. And so that's what gaslighting is. And so here's some other examples. Gaslighting, it's an insidious way of mind control. It tells you one thing when really the facts are quite another. And so Psychology Today says victims of gaslighting are deliberately and systematically fed false information that leads them to question what they know to be true, often about themselves. They may end up doubting their memory, their perception, or even their sanity. Over time, a gaslighter's manipulations can grow more complex, making it increasingly difficult for the victim to see the truth. And, you know, I should say this, that a lot of the information that I'm getting on this particular gaslighting subject comes from a gentleman named Robert Knight. And he's a guest columnist gives really good commentary on things such as this. What are some forms of gaslighting? Before we get into that, we have a caller. And her name is Lynn from Virginia Beach. Lynn, are you there? Lynn?
Yes.
Hi, Lynn. Steve Taylor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. You're on Faith and Freedom Network. Tell us what you're thinking about.
Oh my gosh. So I left to go on my lunch break, and the radio, I have my radio station set to this station. I've started recently really, you know, engaging in this station from morning to night. But as soon as I turn the car on and you're on and you're talking about what's going on in this nation and the gaslighting, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting, because we see through the media what's happening nationally, but now it's really starting to hit home, mm-hmm. because I am dealing with things at work where the culture seems to be starting to make a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And
no question. Yeah.
The culture is becoming like they want to fit in with what is going on in the rest of the country. So there's things happening that normally would never come up, mm-hmm. and things, there's this big, not only with the woke and the gaslighting and all the things going on, that the term that people use, the diversity, inclusion, mm-hmm. and equality, and they're using this to shove information down people's throats, so to say, and it's really not inclusive. It's just more of, I don't know how to describe it, but they're including religion,
mm-hmm.
whereas, you know, 5-10 years ago, that is a no-no. We're not supposed to speak of politics and religion at work. So I'm myself having a little bit of a hard time handling this, because, like you said, with the gaslighting, I feel like, okay, this is a form of gaslighting, because they're trying to say, hey, this is the right thing to do, and you know, if you don't agree with this, there's something wrong with you.
Well, you know, secular humanism is a religion in and of itself, and the rules just don't seem to apply to them. You know, that the that they can, you know, that the this diversity training, this inclusiveness training. We were talking the other day. I have a friend that works at CarMax. I'll name them out, and that he is expected to take these diversity inclusion tests, including the gender-bred man test, you know, to make sure that he was completely included. And, you know, it talks about things that go strongly against his closely held religious beliefs. And so he doesn't want to take those. So he comes to me because we're in a ministry that helps folks and even follows suit against folks like those type of companies that would try to compel people to do that. And so, you know, that the there's you know, I think what it all comes down to is we need to recognize that basically there is a Marxist assault on our country, on the Western civilization. It's happened for the last 100 years. It's called cultural Marxism. That we have a book actually that we would love to give to folks that would like to call in today. In fact, if you'd like one, we would be happy to give you one if you'd want to go by one of our offices. And it's about and I don't have one with me, but it's basically how cultural Marxism under the rubric of being politically correct has seeped into our society over the last 100 years. And part of that is to change the very vocabulary, just like a Orwellian 1984 book would do.
Yes.
That they changed the vocabulary so that, for instance, that one of the things that we see in schools, we were talking about this last week, is that in the critical pedagogy, that the new the new wokeness that we were discussing, that it's no longer okay for you to just not be racist. You know, there's used to be racism and then non-racist. You have to be this new word called anti-racist, which and you don't even realize that's changed. The words change, but that it's not okay to be non-racist, or, you know,
right.
You have to be anti-racist. If you're not anti-racist, then you haven't owned your whiteness.
Exactly.
You haven't owned your whiteness, and so that you're still benefiting from your white privilege, and that therefore you're part of the problem unless you get on their side and become anti-racist. And it sneaks into your vocabulary before you know. You say, of course I'm anti-racist. Well, you're not anti-racist. You're not part of them. You're not part of the Marxist sort of change in, but that you don't realize that you say, I'm anti. You want to say, yeah, I'm not racist. I want to say I'm anti-racist. But it carries a completely different meaning. And so when they start controlling, it's just like gay and homosexual. It's just like, it's like all the rest of it. Once they start controlling the vocabulary, then you start agreeing to things that you don't even realize that you're agreeing to.
Yes. Yes.
So, so Lynn, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you, so these are some of the gaslighting sort of topics that exist, and you don't even realize that they're being discussed, especially if you allow yourself to listen to news. So you may have heard that from the Democrats, there's no border crisis. And if there is a border crisis, that Kamala Harris is on it, you know, so that so on one hand, there is no problem. But if there is a problem, then we've got this, you know, and so it's just the news will change the story in order to fit their narrative.
No doubt.
Or how about this, Lynn, that have you heard in recent days that, you know, or actually for the last several months, that the January 6th Capitol riot, I mean, I just saw this. I saw somebody yesterday say that it was worse than 9/11. I saw that in the newspaper yesterday or the day before. But that it was an arms insurrection in which 5 died. Did you ever hear that article? That it's an armed insurrection?
Yeah, I apologize. I think I missed some of what you were saying.
Well, it's just that, you know, that the media will portray things they want to portray in the way that they wish to. It's gaslighting. They portray that if you see enough times that the January 6th Capitol riot was an armed insurrection, you're going to start believing that it really was an insurrection. You know, it was an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States.
I truly believe that the media, the main majority of the media, its purpose right now is to gaslight. Like you said, using the example of the border crisis. Oh, don't worry, we got it. We'll handle it. Everything's fine. Just ignore it. Mm-hmm. Ignore it, because we're doing what we want to do, good or bad.
Let me ask you this, Lynn. Have you heard recently that the Republicans want to defund the police?
No, I have not.
Listen for that, because that's what's going on now. That they're, because it's extremely unpopular, especially as cities burn and people want to be protected, that they want to turn the narrative, and that there was this bill that was just voted against. You know, it was the infrastructure bill, and that in that infrastructure bill, that it has nothing to do with like roads and, you know,
exactly,
bridges and, you know, and so that there were, I'm not even sure which police that they were trying to not agree to, but the main thing is they didn't want the whole package, and part of that was snuck in, you know, I think it was like federalized police officers, which we didn't want either, but so that in voting against that bill, that they could say, oh yeah, Republicans want to defund the police. You know, and so that, or what about, you know, the thought that, you know, Black Lives Matters, you know, care about Black lives. They don't.
Right. No, it's another agenda.
Or how about Joe Biden is a devout Catholic? You know, so it's the media, but they'll say that. They'll say, well,
I haven't seen any evidence.
So you're definitely, we're speaking, you know, it's preaching to the choir. We all recognize, if we just stop back and look, that all the information that we're getting doesn't seem right. It's just like that lady in the play. It says, I thought that when you promoted abortion, that was something that the Catholic Church didn't like. But when you hear it enough, that you say, well, he must be a devout Catholic because they said so.
Yeah, it's a form of brainwashing, but yeah.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Well, Lynn, you said...
You said
you were experiencing some of this on your workplace. You know, what particular topics are of most concern to you, or that are coming forth in your employment?
So I've learned that we are engaged with a third-party company that specializes in diversity, equality, and inclusion training.
Mm.
And so now there's information and messages going out company-wide that start off innocently well enough, but at the end, like, there was one that highlighted the, what was that, the EDI celebrating? Celebrate EDI, and I had to Google that because I didn't know what it was.
I don't think I've heard of that one either.
So what is that?
It was the end, and I may have the initials wrong, but it's the end of the Muslim Ramadan.
Oh, yeah.
Where they fast for 30 days. I was like, I was so taken aback. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, wait a minute. This is supposed to be a professional environment. Politics and religion are not supposed to be discussed. I mean, that's something to get sent to HR.
Except for their politics and except for their, agenda. If there was a diversity training to be more open to the Christian religion, they would go nuts.
I have something to tell you. Yes. So then, I did inquire about this information, and he was given a generic response. And then a couple of days later, there was a information sent out about the monthly, current month schedule of observances, keyword observances. So I look at it and I see stuff about Buddhism and other things. And I said, wow, there's nothing in here about any Christian observances. So I went online and pulled a whole schedule of all the Christian observances and sent that information back and said, hey, if we're going to be inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the list of the Christian observances throughout the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
Got no response back.
Well, you're starting off exactly the same thing. If you're a parent in school, whether you're if you've got an objection, just speaking as a lawyer, the very first thing you want to do is document everything. That I can tell you, they do not want things in writing. They do not want things in writing because that the make sure you save the emails and those folks out there listening that you're feeling pressured, save the emails, take notes after your personal meetings, write it down. Keep it in a folder, and consider recording conversation. Be aware that there's some rules with that, and so talk to your attorney before you start doing that. But the bottom line is that be aware that you might be being recorded as well. And so be careful what you say, and then write down the conversations as they occur after the meeting, and then if it's something objectionable, consider opting out. Ask whether or not you can opt out of this thing. And if they say yes or no, then write it down. The thing that they don't, what they want to, it's a minority rule sort of situation. You've got a few people trying to impose their rules on a great majority. And the way it works is that you have an intransigent minority that seeks to have the flexible majority bend to their will. And so you usually have a couple people at the top of the company that want to go ahead and impose their religion, their thoughts, their secular humanism upon everybody else. And so what you need to do is you need to document everything, and most of all, don't let yourself be bullied. Document everything, that's your first step. Now, we're running out of time. We only have a couple minutes. You have been terrific, Lynn, with your observations and your questions. And that we just want to encourage you, don't be bullied. Take notes, stand up for your rights. And if you have any questions, let me just share this. We have a ministry called Christian Rights Ministries, and that we represent folks for absolutely free when it comes to people being compelled to lose their Christian rights. And if we can't handle it, we have folks that can. We have the Alliance Defending Freedom. And their number, I'm just going to do a shout out for them. They're awesome. I've been a member of this group for about 20 years. It's 1-800-TEL-ADF, and that they have a hotline to give you answers and give you suggestions on how to proceed. And we're running out of time, Lynn, but I just appreciate you calling, and understand that we are praying for you, and that
Thank you.
And that we appreciate your phone call. And please call back. So we're out of time now, but thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Thank
God bless you.
Express that.
Well, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. Take care now.
You too.
Well, folks, we're about out of time. I think it's less than 30 seconds. And so God bless you. Be a Lynn. Be somebody that stands up for your right and be aware of what's going on. And if you have any questions, please give us a call. DebtFreeVA.com. We'll give them a plug out for sponsoring us. And have a great day.
Have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.